The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local, and from the studios here at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. You have heard throughout the course of this year, especially with the pandemic, the amount of people who have become food insecure is becoming rather alarming. And Shine the Light on Hunger has been around for 14 years, and this year is no different. Sandra Holm is with me. She's the VP of Procurement at ConAgra Brands. And more importantly, she is at the forefront of the Shine the Light on Hunger program. Sandra, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Sandra, tell me about Shine the Light on Hunger.
The ConAgra Brands Foundation started Shine the Light on Hunger 14 years ago to help the food bank for the Heartland provide food to our neighbors. And the campaign is really a rallying call to leaders, businesses, and families throughout the greater Omaha community to support hunger relief programs and provide meals for those who are food insecure.
This is a very different year, and unfortunately, I got to start with the bad news. We are not going to have the ice rink that we've had for so many years, but there's a reason for that, isn't there?
Yes. Unfortunately, though, an extremely difficult decision. There is no ice rink this year, considering the need to practice social distancing. That being said, our partners at the Capital District remain steadfast supporters of the Shine the Light on Hunger campaign.
That also sets up a lot of work for you, where right at the ice rink alone, it was a great area to collect cans of food and some of the proteins and those types of things that everybody can donate. So it's a little harder this year. Can you talk about the effort and what you've done differently?
Yeah, so there are several ways for people in the community to engage in this year's Shine a Light on Hunger program. First, there is the Blue Barrels Food Drive. This is a canned food drive that is happening throughout our entire community. You will find blue barrels located at the local arts organization and at Baker's grocery stores. So you can donate any non-perishable food item through these blue barrels. Second, and something that is new to the campaign this year, is the food bank will be hosting a drive-through food collection on Saturday, December 5th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Food Bank Omaha location off 108th and J Street. And then, of course, cash contributions are always welcome. Donations to support the Food Bank for the Heartland can be made online at the Food Bank's website or at holidaylightsfestival.org. You can also text FOOD to 74121. That's FOOD to 74121. And the text will take you to a link to make your donations.
Well, a lot of avenues by which people can contribute. And I do want to point out, ConAgra Brands has been a part of this community for a very long time. And while they are modest about their contributions, they are not modest with them. This year's campaign, ConAgra Brands Foundation will match all donations up to $100,000. When does that count start?
Well, so this year's goal is to raise 1.5 million meals to support the hunger relief efforts led by the Food Bank for the Heartland. And to your point, Mike, to do our part, ConAgra Brands Foundation will match all donations to this year's campaign up to the $100,000.
Folks that maybe doing a donation, writing a check, or even driving through and dropping off some cans of food, it feels great and it kind of gets your spirit tickled and you're ready to help out some more. Can you talk about some of the volunteer opportunities as well?
Yeah, so people can always get involved by volunteering. The food bank relies heavily on thousands of volunteers every year to make that positive and profound impact on hunger and food insecurity. And during these unprecedented times, the Food Bank for the Heartland has gone above and beyond to keep their volunteers, staff, and clients safe and healthy.
The food bank this year, can you talk about the impact that the COVID pandemic has had and, quite frankly, how low the stores are right now?
So hunger is a widespread issue that plagues our entire nation and impacts people in every U.S. county. And the food bank has seen a substantial increase in the need for their services due to the effects of the pandemic, making this year's campaign that much more essential. Just to give context, the food bank has seen over a 40% increase in food insecurity across its 93 county service areas this year.
That's incredible. Any of us in our household, if we had seen a 43% increase in the inability to set our table, that would certainly be quite noticeable, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
The Holiday Lights Family Festival is still taking place this year. It's on Sunday, December 6th. It's going to happen in a very safe and socially distant manner. Can you give us kind of an overview of what we can expect upon attending?
The Holiday Lights Festival will still take place this year. To your point, it will be on Sunday, December 6th. And noting that the events and activities have been modified to follow public health guidelines and recommendations. And organizers and volunteers will also be collecting canned food at the event. So if you choose to stop by, this is a great time to bring a food donation. And for more information about this, you can visit holidaylightsfestival.org.
And you can also text FOOD to 74121, make an immediate contribution. She is Sandra Holm. She's the VP of Procurement at ConAgra Brands. And more importantly, she's telling us all about Shine the Light on Hunger today. Sandra, thank you so much for your time. Do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.